Shalom to everybody. We are in continuing in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat on the Agadita, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, where the Gemara continues in the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Remember, he's already left the cave, and his son-in-law brings him to the doctor, and he's healed in the bathhouse. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we saw last week, says that he wants to donate something to the community. And Rav Kook explained beautifully last time that a Jew does not live alone. He is part of a community, he's part of Am Yisrael, he's part of something big, and that's a matter of principle. That's part of being a member of the chosen people. That even if chas v'shalom a person might be a widow or divorced or not have children or chas v'shalom feel alone, you're never really alone. You're part of Am Yisrael. And not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu always with us, problem is we don't always see him. But Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, we always see. And that's why we're supposed to live with the nation of Israel, to be part of something big. And the Gemara learns that what's the source of the minhag, the custom of donating a kiddush, of giving a donation to the shul, or sending money to Israel, or to charity? It's from Yaakov Avinu. Source number one, Dichti vayavo Yaakov shalem. Yaakov came complete. Shalem literally means, apparently, to the city of Shalem. There is a Arab village right outside of Shechem, which is where Yaakov came, which is to this day called Kfar Selem, Selem Shalom. And apparently that's where Yaakov came. That was the original name, Shalem. But Chazal or Doresh, they learn out Shalem, as you all know, means complete. Yaakov came back to Israel complete. V'amar Rav Shalem begufo, he was complete in his body. Health. Shalem b'mamono, he was complete monetarily. You remember that Lavan tried tricking Yaakov, and Yaakov in the end did the story with the spotted sheep, and he came out wealthy. Shalem b'torato, and also complete in his Torah. We all remember from elementary school, Rashi, im Lavan garti v'taryag mitzvot shamarti, that Yaakov says, I lived with Lavan, Garti, I lived with him, and Garti is the letters Taryag, 613, that Lavan and his was not a negative influence on Yaakov. Now, automatically, we think of, so what's the big deal that he came back complete? First of all, you have to remember, when Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael, he just had Kibbutz Makli Avarti Atayar Denaz Ve'atayiti L'Shtei Machanot. All he had was his walking staff, and now he has two full camps of children, maybe servants, flock, etc. But we also should remember, let's jump down to source number three, where Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings us down in Bereshit Yud Bet, Ve'escha legoy gadol, v'avarechecha v'agadla shmecha ve'yeh bracha. Sorry? Source number three. That Hashem tells Avram Avinu that when I will bring you to the land of Israel, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and etc. So what are all these different blessings? So the Rashi brings from Chazal that the different blessings are lefisha derech goremet l'shlosha dvarim, that when you travel, it causes three problems. Mima'etet peria v'rivya, it weakens a person from procreation, from having children. Umema'etet et hamamon, and also monetarily, he loses a lot of money in traveling. Right, whether it be you have to pay for hotels and pay for food, and we all know that when you're at home, it's less expensive than when you're on vacation. Umima'etet et Hashem, and also a person when he travels in his new location, people don't know him, and therefore that's another problem that people have when they travel. Now notice that one of the three things is that Chazal tell us that when a person travels, he loses his money. And that apparently is the first that raises a question mark. Why is Yaakov, Chazal, the Torah tells us in Chazal our Darshan, that Yaakov, when after he travels from Aran back to Eretz Yisrael, he is Shalem b'mamono. So that's question number one. It should be the opposite. When you travel, you lose money. Question number two that Rav Kook is going to deal with, who cares? Who cares that Yaakov Avinu has a lot of money? We usually think of Yaakov Avinu as a spiritual father. And spirituality, usually spiritual people are not the wealthy people. The wealthy people are those who invest most of their time in money and business. And third question, who cares that Yaakov is Shalem Begufo? That's even a bigger question. Who cares that Yaakov Avinu is physically strong? Why is that significant? That Chazal tell us. Question number four is this term that Yaakov is Shalem. He is complete. Now, the first thing that rings a bell is we all remember the Yaakov is called Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim. And Tam usually is mistranslated as naive. But we all know that Tam is from the word Tmimut, which is another word for Shlemut, that he is complete. Yaakov is complete. And the question is, why does it say that Yaakov is Shalem and not Chazak? What is the meaning, the significance that Yaakov is complete in his money, complete physically, complete in his Torah? And question number five is that usually the physical and the spiritual contradict. Now, we already know from Rav Kook that in the real world and the ideal world, they're not meant to contradict. That's one of the things that we're going to talk about. But it's interesting that Yaakov is complete. Now, usually, if you think of complete, and this you could write down as question number six, if you're writing down the questions, usually you have one shlemut, one completion. And that's why it's interesting that Chazal tell us Yaakov was complete in this, and complete in this. Why don't you just say he's complete, and that way you really are complete? And so apparently it is significant, this idea of really being complete in these different fields. So let's see where Rav Kook goes with this. This is in Ayah, Piska, Resh, Pei, Dalit. 284. We're just about to finish the book, the Sefer. Hamuvan Hashitchihu, the superficial understanding, the external understanding, Shekol Hashlama Shemista'efet Achat Michaverta, that when you start dividing topics from each other, Achar Kach Ne'efechet L'chativa Bifnei Atzma, even if it starts together, as soon as it branches out into two, and then afterwards into three, Achim Maseget Et Gvul HaAcheret, is just a matter of time before one topic infringes on the second topic. We live in the physical world, which is called in the Kabbalah Alma de Piruda, the world of separation. That if a person, there are only 24 hours in a day, there are only 7 days in a week. And if you focus on X, you're not focusing on Y. And there's a certain amount of money, and Reuven gets a certain amount of that money, and Shimon gets a certain amount of that money. And Tzvia, please see if somebody wants to be admitted. I heard a beep. And if so, we are in a world of limitations, and as soon as we start talking about different topics, by definition, they infringe on each other. Alkein benoag shebaolam, and again, we're talking about the superficial way of looking at the world. The custom, the way of the world is, shashlamata guf shimolida tzorech lashlamata mamon. Here, Rav Kook, first let's talk about shleimut in body and shleimut in kalkala, economically. Before we talk about the spiritual, Rav Kook says, why do we need to invest our time in money, in parnasa? Because we have physical needs. So the physical brings the monetary needs. Lasofi nidchet mimnei ashlamat mamon. But inevitably, usually when a person starts out with his physical needs, and then he starts working, we all know that ohev kesef lo yizba kesef. That if a person, as soon as you want money, you want more money, and you want more money. Yesh lo mana. Chazal tells us if a person has 100, he wants 200. He has 200, he wants 400. And inevitably, what happens is that the drive for money is like a golem which turns around and rebels against his master. The reason why the end is your physical needs. Working for money is a means. But very often, working at the means distracts us from the end goal. Right? We know cartoonists, the typical stereotype of the fat, wealthy businessman, where he's not very healthy, right? He eats a lot, and maybe he smokes big cigars, but the whole goal of money, which was to have a healthy body, in the end, the healthy to monetary stability, shalem bimamono, comes at the expense of shalem begufo, right? Ironically. And we forget bichlal why we originally wanted to make money in order to have our physical needs. Shadimayona kozev, when a person we falsely imagine, oseh achar kach et hamamon lechativa bifnei atzma, the drive for money turns from a means into an end. Ad shelo dai shal yedei hamamon lo yazor larchiv ulchazek kochot gufo, ki imod yaharseu al yedei rov chardato al mamon vasagato. That in the end, not only does the money not help our physical bodies, but it actually, to a certain extent, contradicts us and distracts us, that we don't have time to exercise. And very often, the people on Wall Street, very often they won't eat properly, and they're so worried about losing their money that they neglect their body, which was the original goal of making money. Let's jump through a second to the Ramchal, in his classic Mesilat Yesharim. There are some women here who I had the fortune of learning with them the whole Sefer of Mesilat Yesharim. And source number 5, this is from chapter 11. Hinei chemdat mamon, the Ramchal, says that the definition of the lust desire for money, hi aoseret oto b'ma'asar, it ties us up, b'ma'asar ha'olam, in a life sentence, like a life sentence in jail, like you're locked up forever once you start living a life for money. It's like your hands are tied with the ropes of work. Kinyana katuv, as it says in Kohelet chapter 5, ohev kesef, lo yizba kesef. Somebody who wants money, he will never have enough money. V'chen shaninu, as it says in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, chapter 2, marbe nechasim marbe da'aga. The more money you have, the more worries you have. The more cars you have, the more you have to take them in for the test, more things can go wrong, the more slaves they used to have, the more fields you have, the more companies you have, the more headaches you have. And what happens is, and that's what Rav Kook is saying, is that shalem begufo and shalem b'mamono usually don't go together. Because if you haven't worked for money, you're not shalem begufo, you don't have enough physical needs. And if you start working for money, then you begin neglecting your physical needs and you start running after the money. So usually in our Alma de Piruda, shalem begufo and shalem b'mamono, to be complete monetarily and complete in bodily health, usually don't go together. Back to paragraph Continuing, paragraph bet. Source 2, paragraph bet. Vine haguf ve'amamon, shnehem hem besisim tovim, la'mala ruchanit shi'yesod ha'torah. As opposed to many of the Musar books which are written in Chutz La'aretz, we learned about this once, that Rav Charlap and Rav Kook, his Rebbe, talk about the difference between Torah in exile and Torah in Eretz Yisrael, where the Torah in exile does not like the physical world, and because the physical world is tameh, it's not holy, as in the land of Israel. But in the ideal Torah, where we're living in the land of Israel, we are not angry, and we don't degrade the physical world, but we want to be shalem begufo and shalem b'mamono. Here Rav Kook is pointing out that Yaakov Avinu, after 20 years outside of the land of Israel, he's coming back to the land of Israel, and the Torah stresses there's nothing wrong with being complete in body and complete in money. As a matter of fact, the economy of the land of Israel is very important to us. The economy and the physical body and the physical strength of the Israeli army is very important to us. These are holy things. They're not secular things. And if so, the ideal Torah is based upon a healthy body and a healthy economy. So these are the basics of the Torah. And what is the Torah? Tikkun HaSeichel v'Tikkun HaMusar. Here Rav Kook summarizes very succinctly that the goal of the Torah is to fix us up intellectually and idealistically, and also morally. Ben Adam l'chavero and Ben Adam l'makom. And that's what it is to be complete in Torah. To be complete in Torah is not just to learn a lot of Torah and not forget it and not assimilate, but it's also to be a mensch. To have the tikkun musari, derech eretz kadma Torah. That's how the Netziv explains why Sefer Bereishit is the first book of the five books of Moses, because before we get the mitzvot, we have to learn to be a mensch. V'tikkun ha-seichel, and also to fix, to be shalem, intellectually. Liyot limofet, ki bedarkei ha-tzedek v'ha-emet. Keep in mind, emet is the Midah of Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, and according to Kabbalah, Yaakov is the Midah of Emet, Titein Emet li Yaakov. What is true righteousness? Tzedek ve'emet. Mitkabzot kol ma'alot lehe'ached yachad. Complete, to be complete, is to unite it all together. Let's remember that the Midah of Yaakov in Kabbalah is what's called Tiferet, which unites Chesed on the right and Gvura on the left. Yaakov Avinu unites the two. And that's why he is called Tam. He is complete. Ve'en shleimut achat doche et chaverta. One completion, the fact that he is complete in body, in money, in soul, in Torah, it doesn't bother us. There's nothing wrong with saying complete, and because in the Torah world, in the godly world of unity, where there is one God, one Creator, there are no contradictions in the world. And just like when you light a candle, the Torah is likened to a candle, it doesn't take away from the light. Halavai, let's light a million candles. And that's the way the Torah works. There's no problem, adarabah. The ideal Jew is nefesh b'riyah beguf bari, as we've seen in the past, a healthy soul in a healthy body. And most of you probably remember that Rav Kook points out that all the heroes of the Tanakh are physically strong, and they're all war heroes, and they're military heroes. And all of the women in the Tanakh are physically beautiful. Why? Why is it important to stress? Well, that's exactly the point here. Shalem begufo does not contradict shalem betorato. The ideal woman is not somebody who neglects her physical appearance. The ideal man is not a 98-pound weakling, but is somebody who has shalem in this and shalem in that, as opposed to the stereotypes where either your brains or your brawn, or the stereotype of the galut yeshiva boy who's a space cadet and doesn't serve in the army. The ideal... I'm sorry? Is somebody saying something? Somebody should turn off their mic unless you want to ask a question. The ideal Torah in the land of Israel and in the thought of Rav Kook has it all. And this is Yaakov Avinu, and this is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is meant to have it all. The Gemara Masechet Chulin says, Am Yisrael is kracha dekula bei, a city which has it all. That's one of the reasons why Yaakov Avinu has 12 sons. Because Reuven excels in something that Shimon doesn't, who excels in something that Levi doesn't. Each one of the sons, and this is, you know what, let's already jump to something that Rav Kook is going to refer to at the end. But we'll foreshadow a drop in the Sifrei, in Source 11. In the Sifrei and Dvarim, Parshat Azinu, Piska Shin Yud Bet, on the Pasuk, which Rav Kook is going to mention, Ki Chelik Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachlato, God's portion is Yaakov. Now catch what Rav Kook is pointing out. A portion is usually part. But by God, nothing is partial. God is everything. He's all-encompassing. And so God's portion is Yaakov, the people of Israel, who also encompass it all. Kach kesheba Avram avinu lolam yatzat mimenu psolet Yishmael v'chol b'nei keturah. When Avram Avinu had children, unfortunately have, most of his children, did not come out tzaddikim. Ba Yitzchak lolam yatzu mimenu psolet Esav v'chol alufei adom chazru liyot ra'im yoter min harishonim. Right? Most of Yaakov's, Yitzchak's children were also evil. Ucheshiba Yaakov lo yatzata mimenu psolet ela nodul kol banav kesherim kinyan shne'amar v'Yaakov ish tam yoshev o'alim. Tam does not mean naive, but it means complete. Now Yaakov really symbolizes the completion, just like Am Yisrael, Israel is Yaakov, that we are meant to have it all. We are meant to have spiritual soldiers and spiritual farmers and spiritual movie directors and spiritual clothes designers and every spiritual people in high tech. That is the goal of Am Yisrael, to reveal godliness and spirituality, to show that the world was created by one creator. And just like by God, when you look at the 13 midot of God, yes, it says tzedek, God is justice, but he's also rachum, mercy. Now, usually, we think just and mercy don't go together. If you're just, then you have to do the right thing, even if it's not nice. On the other hand, merciful is to do, be nice, even maybe if it's not justice. God unites it all. Am Yisrael unites it all. Yaakov Avinu unites it all. And this is the point that we're getting to. Back to source number one, paragraph Bet. Yaakov Avinu, kama pa'amim mizdamen shem omdim ke'oivim ze leze. So often we see the contradictions in the world as mamash contradicting. But it really can't be that way. We've mentioned in the past from Moshe Tzvi Neria, when he wanted to summarize the Ashkafa, the philosophy of Rav Kook, in short, he said it's Ichud HaHofachim. It is to unite the opposites, to unite the contradictions which show that they're really... everything is meant to harmonize. That's the idea of unity. That's the idea of monotheism. One God, one creator. Everything is meant to harmonize. Maybe let's jump for a second to source number 7, where we brought from Rav Kook from Sefer Orot on page 170, that this is one of the chidushim, one of the innovations of Am Yisrael. Umot ha'olam einam yicholim la'asig, eich na'asa ha'basar, Mikudash. The Gentile nations, they cannot understand how the physical body can be holy. How the physical things can become idealistic. How a Sefer Torah can be made out of animals. How the land of Israel could be holy. How the language of Hebrew could be the holy language. Kol davar gashmi Yisraeli. Everything physical in its Israeli form, in its Jewish form, it is prepared to be shalem. Shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, shalem b'torato, and they don't contradict. Pituach ometz agufani sheb'Yisrael yotzi min hakoach el hapoal imutzei neshama niflaim. Adaraba, the more you exercise and watch, take care of your health, the more you are bound to be great in Torah. Be'eretz Yisrael efshar lasig ech shebasar shel guf ha'Yisraeli hu kadosh mamash kekdushat ha'neshama. And this is, again, the ideal Jew that is found in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, for 2,000 years in exile, we always pictured the ideal Jew as an old rabbi who was a 98-pound weakling. But we look in the Tanakh and we see that is not the ideal Jew. Why? Because the world does not really contradict. It's not meant to contradict. Source number 8. Rav Kook writes, Yoter mikol am v'lashon, more than any other nation, en anachnu yecholim lizbol et hastira. Am Yisrael cannot, we have no tolerance for contradictions. Ve'et i'achdut nafshit. We want to harmonize it all, and that's why we have 613 mitzvot, how to harmonize every single aspect of life, national, individual, communal, marriage, monetary, you name it, the Torah harmonizes it. Sgulat olamim hi banu, ha-shalom va'ichud. What is shalom about? Shalom is from the word shlemut, completion. Now, how do you complete something? All right, no person is complete. But the idea of taking shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, and shalem b'torato, that is how you have Yaakov Ishtam, who really completes it all. Just like God completes it all. By the way, it's not a coincidence, we've mentioned in the past, that Rav Kook was called by anybody who knew him, Ish Eshkolot, a person who knows it all. Because there are only very few, like the Ramban, the Maharal of Prague. Rav Kook is in that select group that wrote innovative chidushim, svarim, on every single aspect in Torah. Usually, rabbis specialize in Gemara, or in Halacha, or in Tanakh, or in Chassidut, or in poetry, or in Kabbalah. It's very rare to know and to harmonize it all. And that is the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That is the Torah of Rav Kook. That is the original Torah, which is not angry at anything. We don't put down anything, but we take everything and unite it together. Let's go back to source 2 bet. Back to Einaya. To finish paragraph bet. Right, so this is the idea that the ideas of shalem of this and shalem of that, this completion and that completion do not contradict. That is the essence of Am Yisrael and the essence of God. Paragraph Gimel. Al Kain, Haita Yad Hashem Imo. And that's why when Hashem, he promised Yaakov Avinu that he would watch over him when he went to exile. And now that he's coming back, he is total, complete. Shalem bigufo, totally healthy in body. Ve'im ze shalem b'mamono. Even though, as we saw, very often the two come at the expense of the other. U'mishnehem yachad u'matza et ha'tov ha'pnimi liyot shalem b'torato. And this serves as a great base for being complete in Torah. Liot limofet. Yaakov Avinu is the example par excellence of what Am Yisrael Again, Yisrael is Yaakov, what we're supposed to be. Ki bedarkei hatzedek v'ha'emet. Again, titein emet liYaakov. Mitkabtzot kol ha'malot leyached yachad. The idea is to harmonize all of the 12 tribes of Israel and all of the 13 traits of God and all of the 10 sefirot together in the midah of Yaakov, which in Kabbalah is called Tiferet, which is the beauty of hair, where one individual hair is not all that significant, but...
Hello?
Yeah? Hello? Okay, maybe we'll take questions at the end. Ve'en shlemut achat doche et chaverta. One completion is not come at the expense of another. Maybe you should remember orally, I brought it for you on the source sheet, but we don't have time to do it. We once learned together, Rav Kook, on the what we say at the end of davening, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. You have it in source number 6. That Talmidei Chachamim, great scholars, they bring a lot of shalem to the world. And Rav Kook asks, why does it say bring Marbim Shalom, a lot of? It should say Talmidei Chachamim increase the shalom of the world. Not only that, the obvious question is, you go into Beit Midrash, and every chavruta is yelling at each other. And Beit Hillel disagrees with Beit Shammai, and the Rambam disagrees with the Ra'avad. So how can you say that Talmidei Chachamim bring peace to the world? Rav Kook points out, and that's our topic today, what does shalem mean? Shalem means complete. Just like in a marriage, he completes her, she completes him. That is what shalem, and that's why Chazal say, Marbim shalom ba'olam. Ribui means a lot of. What does it mean, a lot of shalom? Well, we want to hear all the different opinions. We want to harmonize the Chasidim and the Mitnagdim and the Lubavitch and the Zionists. We want to harmonize it all together, unify it all together, which is the only way that God will be revealed in the world, because no one person has it all. Well, maybe Yaakov Avinu relatively brought it together. Am Yisrael as a nation does have it all, because we reflect God. That's why we count the calendar according to the moon. Chazal say that God is like the sun, Ki shemesh umagein Hashem Elokim, and the moon reflects the light of the sun. And just like God is complete, so too, if you look at Am Yisrael really has it all. But that's only if we tolerate each other, encourage each other to develop. Continues Rav Kook in paragraph Gimel. Lo ke'ele chelek Yaakov. Here Rav Kook is beautifully explaining the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that God's portion is Yaakov. Again, God doesn't have a portion. Everything is God's. But just like everything is God's, so too, as if it were, in this world, his portion is the people of Israel, but we also have it all. Ki yotzer hakol hu. God, Rav Kook is beautifully explaining this pasuk, God created it all. The Yisrael, the nation of Israel, Shevet Nachalato, he is the tribe of God's Nachala, inheritance, which also alludes to the land of Israel, which also has it all. Chazal say on the pasuk, Eretz Asher Lo Techsar Kolba, that the land of Israel is a relatively small land, but it has every single climate that you would want. We have desert. We have skiing and snow. You can go scuba diving in Eilat. We have cities. We have Arad, a city which is good for allergies. Whatever you need, we have it in the land of Israel. Hashem Tzivaot Shemo. Tzivaot is translated as hosts. The many, many powers, Shemo, his name. Now we know that God has many, many names. What are his names? They are the expressions, the different expressions of God. That's why he's called merciful and kind. And he's called Midat Adin, Midat Rachamim, Elohim, Yudke Vavke. All of these many different traits are the names of God, but he really is one and the same. right? We don't believe in Trinity. There obviously is one, but it appears to us as many that need to complete and harmonize with each other, and that's exactly the goal of Am Yisrael, and that's the message today. Shibaratz va'etz va'od ba'olamo. God created so many different creations, hundreds of thousands of creatures, and fruits, and vegetables, and places. Shekulam yachad osim et tzivyono. All of creation together harmonizes together and shows the world the godliness of the Creator and the harmony of the Creator. Umichlalut kol hatov musegeti ha'emet. And this is how you really get to truth, which again Yaakov symbolizes Tiferet and Emet. Ha'emet ha'klalit amle'atom. The idea, again, that opposites, what seem to be opposite, they don't really contradict. We've said in the past that when you go into kindergarten and you ask a child, what's the opposite of boy? He will say girl. But only when they mature and they grow older, they realize that men and women complement each other. They are not at all opposites. And similarly, primitive man thought that plus and minus contradict. Only after more than 5,000 years of mankind did mankind find out that that's how you make electricity. Plus and minus, the positive and the negative charge together, that shtavka shows the unity. What you think contradicts, that's the greatest proof of the unity of the world, of God, of creation. V'Yaakov ish tam. Yaakov is complete. Yoshev ohalim. Again, tam is not naive, but it is complete, especially as we see through the Shvatim as children. Mabit ba'ayin shel nedivut. Yaakov avinu looks... what's the word? Nadiv. How do you say Nadiv? Giving.
Generously.
Generous. Thank you. Yaakov Avinu looks generously and with love al kol ma shenimtza bo davar tov. Everything that has something good, which is everything, because God created everything and God is good. And we say, Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. God is good to everyone and all of his creations, and we are meant to be godly. We are meant to also be good people, also good spouses, also good parents, also good children, good neighbors, good Jews, good Israelis, good everything. And the idea of shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, shalem b'torato, that real completeness is not at the expense of anything. That is only, it's only at the expense when somebody looks superficially at the world. But the real world, again, is like fire, it's like a candle, where there really is no limit. And that's why one of the names of God is Shaddai, which means limitless. God can make you a millionaire, and him a millionaire, and me a millionaire, and he can give you health, and her health, and we can all be healthy, and God is no, there's no shortage. And as opposed to children, who little kids think that if he has something, it's at my expense, that is a childish, immature way of looking at the world. We want to look at the world as tmimut. Shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, shalem b'torato. This is the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, where the physical and spiritual unite. This is the Torah of Rav Kook, and one of the most important points in a nutshell.